We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of the Shaila, the Sugya, if Matbeya Nasa Chalipin or Nikne B'Chalipin Toshima. There's a Mishnah Maseches Kedushin says like this: Kol Anase Domim Ba'achar Kivin Shezoch Azeh Neschayv Zeh B'Chalipin. Now, what does it mean, kol nas dom ba'achar? Mara asks right away, kol nas dom ba'achar ma'ani matbeya. Because what does kol nas dom mean? It means anything that you usually give for domim for something else. Kol nas ba'domim ba'achar. Anything you use as currency, the loch is, once the other guy's coined the currency, I'm coined that item. That's what it sounds like from this Mishnah Maseches Kedushin. What is that? Matbeya. Clearly, matbeya is nasa chalipa. V'shma meno, matbeya nasa chalipa. Again, what does it mean? It means any matbeya that I give you, then I own the thing that you have. Basically, I give you money, give you $100, I own your lawnmower. Finish. That's the way it works. It works with chalipa. Kol nas dom ba'achar, it gives you nachas, it's chayav chalipa. So what is even here? Matbeya nasa chalipa. Amar Rav Yehuda, no, you're making a mistake how to read this Mishnah, how to teach the Mishnah. Oh, come on, this is the Mishnah. Kol hanaseh, I call hanishim domim ba'acha. Nasa means, kol hanishim dom ba'acha. Anything, any metaltlim, usually when you sell metaltlim, especially if I switch metaltlim for metaltlim, what I do is, I evaluate how much the worth is, how much the value it is. So anything that's evaluated, so any kolishim dom ba'acha, when I switch one for the other one, there's an evaluation happening. The loch is kivin shizocha zen is chayav zeh b'chalipin. Since if you're zoicha in ma, I'm giving you a watch and you give me back a lawnmower. The minute and those things that we evaluate, or the watch $100 or the lawnmower $100. Okay, switch it. So once you kind of my watch, I'm kind of your lawnmower. Kivin shizocha zeh, huh? Don't do mekamemka. This has nothing to do with money. This is chalipin. This is chalipin. Kinyan chalipin. I gave you a watch. Give me back a lawnmower. They're both payers. Well, both Kli, actually. We'll see. Let's read the mark. Then it works. Works as Chalipin. I going to tell me what's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Peri, Metaltlim or Peri makes Chalipin. And you don't dafka need a Kli. That's, even though Rabbi Nachman holds soil of fish naloi means that you need dafka a Kli. But he darshan a kaim called Dover. That everything Nishim Adam, every single object in the world that Nishim Adam, you can make Chalipin with that. As long as it's not Matbeah. But anything that Nishim Adam chalipim. And how can I mistabro? If you look at the same Mishnah, what it's saying in the Sefer, it gives you a Ketzad. It gives you a good hint what to talk about. Miktani Sefer, it says in the Sefer that Mishnah, Ketzad. What's the case of Nishim Adam? A Nasim Adam. What's the case of Nasim Adam? Ketzad. Hichlev Shar Beparo. If I switch a Shar for an axe for a cow, or a Chamar Beshar, or a donkey for a axe, and it says that's the example. So, Shema Minoah, that we're talking about Kol Anishim Adam, not Nasim, not Matbeya. We're talking about switching a Metaltim for Metaltim. So, afraid to Gemara, my Saga Daita Mekar Matbeya. In the beginning, you thought it was a Kasha. What were you thinking? You didn't see the next line of the Mishnah? So, how do you read the Mishnah? My case, that Hokkamar. This is how you read the Mishnah till now. That Kol Nasim Machar makes Chalipim is Matbeya. Uperi nami avde chalipin, peyos make chalipin. Keitzad, hichlev shar b'paro, chamar b'shar. And that would be example of peyos also make chalipin. So we have a view of Pshat in the Mishnah and Kedushin, which are coming out as really one thing. It's the Kenyan called chalipin, and it's working with peyos. And the chiddush is like, not like Rav Nachman, that peyos can make chalipin. If you remember from yesterday's daf, peyos, anything that's not a kli, is called peyos. So here, a behemoth is not called a kli. And you switch a shar b'paro, the loch is that it works. Bechalipin. So my the salik adaita mikara. We just read that. So Mar Zahanicha, this whole pshat that was saying in either fida havmin or fida maskana, both pshatim only work if you're avsheshu so holds that peri av dechalipin. Hanichal avsheshu dama peri av dechalipin. Elor of Nachman dama kli in al peri loy. But according to Rav Nachman says keli in, but peri not loy av dechalipin. My kates out. What's going on in this mishnah? Zokti Gemara hachikamar. This is a read the mishnah. Yesh domim is sometimes kinyan kesef that will work like chalipin, shenke chalipin. Ketzad, hechlev demei shar b'para, oy demei chamar b'shar. Now what does this mean? Rashi really has two pshat, mysterious nigga Rashi. We're going to say Rashi's ikar kavana. Rashi's like this. That here is a case where I technically sold you a shar. I'm selling you a shar. But you tell me like this. The guy who's buying the shar says, you know what, I don't want to pay with money. I want to pay with my chamar. I have a chamar worth this value. I want to pay you with the chamar. So I'm paying you. It's really a sale. I'm selling you a shar, but I pay you back with chamar. The halacha is, there it works. Once you're kind of the shar, then I'm koina yochamar. Automatically, I kinyan kesef doesn't work. When I do give you a kesef for yochamar, it doesn't work. But here, since I gave you a shar, and now you owe me money for that shar, that kesef purchases the chamar for me, and it works even without a kinyan on the mashicha. A mashicha on the chamar. Even without being mashicha on the chamar, I'm koina yochamar. Now, why is that? What's pshat in this halacha? Yes, dom is chalipa in case of hichlev demei shar v'para. You owe me demei shar. I want the para instead. Or demei chamar v'shar. Or the money you owe me for chamar for a shar. What's pshat? My time with Rav Nachman. Some look Rav Yechon and Amar. He also Rav Yechon holds the var tari moyes kindness. It's because Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokish if moyes kindness or not. But the right side Rav Yechon holds the var tari moyes kindness. Prima omru mashicha kindness. Why do we know that we always need a mashicha? Gzeir Hashem yom rilos this v'chita chabaliyah. Which is really tomorrow's daf, but I'll give it to you a quick shot what it is. That it means like this. Really, moyes is kindness. Let's say I give you money for the lawnmower, okay? Really, I gave you money. I came to you, so I like the lawnmower. Here's money. I'll pick it up tomorrow, okay? I give you money. Now, really, I'm kind of that lawnmower, Midraisa. Why do we say that I'm not kind of Tomashikha? You know why? The reason is because there might be a fire in your store, and you say, I'm not going to save the lawnmower. It's not my lawnmower. It's a problem. Otherwise, do it. Therefore, we said, you could still be back out. Now, what is that going to help? Because he always wants the right to back out because it might go up in price. So he's happy now that he'll save it then because he knows he could back out. So he'll save it now. It might go up in price. Are you going to ask me, why is he going to save it? Because if it goes up in price, he'll back out. If it goes up in price, he's not going to back out. It's Mishapara. Teretz says, this guy's obviously a Rasha because not saving someone else's money is not the biggest tzaddik. So such a Rasha doesn't care about Mishapara either. But in any case, what we did was, we said, Mashiach is kind of Gzeru Shav Yom Rilay Nisru V'chita Baliyah. So really, Moyah is kindness. There's a Gzeru Dara Banan that you make Mashiach is kind of. Or Milsa the Shechicha goes Rara Banan, or Milsa the Shechicha goes Rara Banan. By Milsa the Shechicha goes Rara Banan. Now this case where I give you a Shar, and you owe me money, and instead I'm taking back a Chamar back, that is not a Milsa the Shechicha. It's not a regular Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is usually with currency, with greenbacks, with dollars. Not with behemoths. So therefore, since it's not a normal Kinyan Kesef, therefore, here are your kainah. That's why. Because the question was, fear of Nachman, we're hanging on Pshad in the Mishnah Kedushin. Konas the Machon, Ketzad, Hichl Shara Parah, Kamara, you're all your kainah. Well, what's the case? The Paris not kainah chalipin. So what's going on over here? So on that, we're answering, it's a case, this case, this is a Milsla Shicha, and therefore, Moyo says kainah is a Milsla Shicha. So I think more of Rav Shlokish, the Amma Mashicha Mafresh Maratayra. Shlokish Shita is that Moyo is not kainah Maratayra. Mashicha is kainah Maratayra. So has he learned the Mishnah Kedushin? Hanichas Savakarav Sheshes that Paris make Chalipin. So he learns our Mishnah, learns the Mishnah Kedushin with Chalipin. Mataras Lakarav Sheshes that the Mishnah Kedushin talk about Chalipin. Elish Savakarav Nachman. Dama Perle Avdi Chalipin. Umatbeya Lekani. And he himself holds Matbeya Lekani, which means Mois is not Koino. So Hechim Matarasla. How do you learn the Mishnah Mesechas Kedushin? So Gemara, you're right. Alkarcha Karav Sheshes Matarasla. We taka have to learn the Mishnah. Like Rav Sheshes, and he holds like Rav Sheshes, that Paris is nikna b'chalipin, Paris makes chalipin. You don't dafka need a kli. Zogti Gemara Tana. This, the following line, is our Mishnah. Mishnah, first Mishnah in the Hazav. There's one line the Mishnah says, kol matalim koinim zeh zeh. That all matalim are koinim each other, which pashas means chalipin. It means all matalim make chalipin one to each other. V'om Rav Shlokish, and Rav Shlokish says about this Mishnah, a chiddush, but filu kis mali moyes. For kis mali moyes, there is kinyan chalipin. If I give you a bag full of money, you give me back a bag full of money. There's the kinyan chalipin. So the pella is Rosh Lakish telling me that matbeya nasa chalipin? I thought matbeya not nasa chalipin. Here you have nasa and nikne b'chalipin. What's going on over here? So the Gemara answer is Tergemar of Acha bedinor anika va'anigra. Anika va'anigra were coins that were at a service. They were not. It couldn't be used anymore as currency, but they were old silver coins that had a certain silver value, but they weren't usable anymore. Echad, one of them couldn't be used. You know why? Should pastos in malchus because the malchus passed it. The achas mem, and a case of pastos in malchus in the underground, the black market. They used that actually because it really had a value. It was skitter the melech. The echad mem pastos in medina. The other one, the people didn't like it. The Bnei Medina, it wasn't from the men, it didn't come from higher up, just the people stopped using it. So there's two type of unusable coins, and they switched it for each other. That works by Chalipin. That's what I mean. Kol matalim zeh zeh. Rosh Lakish says, even kis malim moyes means my bag full of Russian rubles, and your bag full of whatever, you know, the Polish, what are they called? Zlotas, Polish Zlotas. That's what they switched for each other. Both not Negev. One was Aspasa Malchus, one was Aspasa Medina. and v'tzricha. And the chiddush is that both of them are nikre v'chalipin, and or make chalipin. The both of them have a chiddush. Why? The ashin pesachim malchus. They say mishum the loy sagi klal. It's usher anywhere to use it. Why? Because the malchus says it's no good. So this is anywhere in the world it cannot be used. Medina de melech. Medina, the sagi medina achrita. It's only the bnei medina. This bnei medina don't like it. Other medinas do like it. Eimer kati matbeu. Meir still has a shame matbeu. Veimatay nikre v'chalipin. Kamashlo, no, it's still not called a matbeah. V'yashpi himself to Medina, Meshum de loisagilei, loi betzino lo hesia. But my saying, this Medina, they don't use it at all. Avon posos in Malchus, that even in this Medina, they use it in the black market, the sagile betzino, they use it hidden, eima kat matbeahu, ve'eima atbeah nikta b'chalipin, tzricho. Therefore, we need both cases to teach you that it works b'chalipin. And you can switch one for another, and that's the chiddush mishnah. Come on, tell them, kainim zeh. So, we're coming out of Maskana that most Amorayim hold a matbea nasa or nikta bechalipin can't use matbea. And remember, we have machlokes of Nachman Rashi when it comes to anything that's not a kli. If you could use that for a chalipin, and for example, a sudar which we use today, a chalipin, a yarmulke or a sudar, a handkerchief, both of them are called a keli, and that's why that's the best thing to do for chalipin. And Hashem will continue the sugya chalipin on the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph.